This month's Art from the Ground Up feature is the story of Appalachia, three local musicians with strikingly different artistic backgrounds. Their ability to fuse ancient musical traditions from China with Appalachian folk music yields surprising results. To present a unique musical concept such as Appalachia, the best way to start would be to meet the players. Mimi Zhang plays the erhu. It's a two-stringed bowed instrument with a history that goes back about 1,000 years. Mimi is Chinese, grew up in Indonesia where her father played that instrument, and that's where her interest began.
And then when I was 10, he finally said, "You want to play the erhu?" I say, "Yeah, yeah." But I only took lesson for a year. And when I was 11, I said to my father, "You know, I don't want to play this traditional instrument. People were laughing at me playing this. I want to play the violin. I want to play classical music."
And she did, taking lessons until she left home after high school. She went to Germany for college, where she was encouraged to pick up the erhu again.
And I told my German families and friends I play this instrument, and they said, "Oh, you must play for us."
And she's been playing ever since.
When I was in college, I started a few square dance bands just with random people I would meet in Oakland and Pittsburgh.
Banjo player and singer Sue Powers grew up immersed in American traditional music. Since the 1970s, she's been a part of Pittsburgh's folk music scene, but her interest was never just to play traditional music in a traditional way.
I felt like I didn't want to recreate a past type of music. I wanted to do that music as a contemporary artist.
She had been looking for a fiddle player with a sound that was compatible with her own approach to music.
And when I first heard Mimi play the erhu, it sounded like a melancholy Appalachian ballad type feel. And I'm like, that sounds just like what I want the fiddles to sound like. It just fit the kind of feel I was going for with my singing and with my banjo playing.
So even as a kid, I'm listening to rock and roll, but I'm listening to jazz, and I'm searching stuff out.
That's Jeff Berman, who plays the dulcimer in Appalachia. His first instrument was the piano, and then as a young musician, he was a rock and roll drummer with an interest in jazz, particularly the vibraphone. And then after college, his musical curiosity took him to the folk scene in Greenwich Village.
That opened up a world of the history of American popular music, from Civil War tunes up through what was happening tomorrow.
I met Sue and Jeff at a friend's music party. Jeff and I started to play together. It was not really clear this is what we want to do, but it just evolved through the time.
It wasn't so much that we were looking to play with this combination of instruments. We connected as musicians, as friends, as collaborators. You know, it connected on a whole other level. We all played music. The instruments just happened to be what they were.
Mimi and Jeff started playing as a duo. They were doing Mimi's tunes, which were traditional Chinese, and Jeff had found his own parts on the dulcimer with her traditional music, and then Mimi was learning to improvise with Jeff's jazz composition. So that was the material.
Now they've just released their second CD. The title is Cargo.
We're picking up a kind of sense of nature in the way we write and the way we play.
A very intricate mix of music.
At a recent performance by Appalachia, Melissa Allison of Coreopolis said she can't get enough.
Once you've heard it, you can't stop listening to it. It's absolutely wonderful.
Heather Kropf of Aspinwall was enjoying the show too.
I think I would describe it as back porch music, but with a little more elegance. There's something sort of delicate and refined.
With Mimi adding accordion and Jeff vibraphone on their newest CD, their musical collaboration and explorations continue. The new album also features a bassist, Jeff Grubbs of the PSO. Appalachia, one of those artistic ventures that seemingly can only happen in Pittsburgh. For Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.